What's up, y'all?
What up?
How y'all doing?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Okay, that wasn't too bad.
That wasn't too bad.
What's up, y'all?
What up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where
back.
We make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. And apparently our dog wants to join us today.
I was like, what is happening over here?
He was trying to come up here.
I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my husband and co-host,
Chad. So, how y'all doing? Hopefully y'all are well.
Yes, what's going on? It is Friday. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday.
We are filming this on Friday. Yeah, we can't seem to get our lives together.
Yeah, well, we didn't get back in town till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Technically. So
true. So this week has been like a blur.
Exactly. So this week, it's Friday, but it's really our only second day back at like...
Being at home,
getting work done. So I don't feel too bad this week. Next week, though, we're going to get done on Tuesday.
Yes, you'll be listening to it on Thursday. It's coming on Thursday. I swear we'll be trying to get with the consistency here, and it'd be a struggle.
But we did put a video out yesterday, on Veterans Day. So happy Veterans Day, belated Veterans Day to everybody that is, you know, a veteran.
Happy belated Veterans Day to you, Ben.
Well, you told me you don't tell me belated because you told me already. So.
Well, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, so I appreciate y'all serving and, you know, for the service to this country. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we put out a video about Iron Man. I got a text from Gabrielle.
What did it say?
It just texted me. It took forever, but I got it.
Why did it take so long?
She's playing phone tag with her automated thing.
It's not automated. It's me. I got a phone number. So you guys can
it's
text me.
I got a phone number. She sounds like a 12-year-old.
It's me. I got a phone number. So you guys can chat with me. Like, it's a new way to, you know, talk to your peeps. Like, so if you want to talk to me, we're going to have some conversations. You want to get updated on things that are going on and what's coming up, then... You can text me it. I don't know my number by heart yet.
317-953-8247.
Why do you remember that already?
Because I remember numbers.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I got it right.
Well, there you go. He put it there. So if you want to keep up with me, I was actually going to say if you wanted to keep up with me and learn about the fitness line that I'm working on, the activewear collection that I'm working on, if you want to be the first to know when it's available, text me there. But you can just text me there and we can, you know. We can talk.
Chat.
We can chat it up. Yeah. We're just trying it out, seeing how it goes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's see. What's been going on?
Yeah. So, you went right into Iron Man. We weren't even finished saying hello, but
oh, yeah.
No, go I was, for it. I talked, What's no, been going on, love?
Well, no, I talked about the vlog that went up yesterday instead of a podcast.
Oh, is that why you said
so
that?
They got it. So podcast peeps, if you're not watching the vlog... Go check out the vlog, Gay Babe TV.
It's a juicy one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
But
we've had a great weekend. We had a great trip.
It didn't go according to plan.
It did not go according to plan.
Still,
so you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah. After we get into this intro.
Oh.
And this music. First sponsor. You ready?
We've been ready. Right. So,
yes. So, we're going to get this first sponsor knocked out.
Already? Baby, it is way too early.
Okay. Look, apparently she doesn't want to tell you about this awesome sponsor.
Shout out to our sponsors, okay?
But we'll tell you. Okay. So, I'll tell you. I'll get you started. I'll get into a juicy point.
We just started.
And where you're like, what's he about to say? And I'm like, sponsor time. Yeah. So, let's see. So, this past weekend... November 6th was the event that I had been training for 6-7 months, Ironman Florida in Panama City Beach. Mm-hmm. So the trip was for that, you know, but we decided to take, you know, her mom and sister along, taking, you know, best friend came, other best friend came, and then he brought...
Brought his boo.
So we turned it into a chance to hang out, relax, but also, you know, was main.
We were there to support Chad.
Centered around the Ironman.
Yeah.
So got there, you know, got there on time, turned everything in. Process was going good. I did a swim in the ocean, like 2 days prior. It was, you know, nice and calm. Mm. Come race morning, it was cold. It was Chicago cold.
Freezing.
Like 42 degrees or 43 degrees outside in Florida and Panama City Beach.
So cold.
Like literally on the beach.
Freezing.
So it was wetsuit legal, meaning that, you know, the water temperature was below 76 degrees. It was at like 67. Mm-hmm. So I was excited to get in the water because the water was 20 degrees plus warmer than outside. So I knew it was going to feel like bath water getting in that water. So I was excited for that.
Bath water.
So we're all standing there freezing, shivering.
Freezing our butts off. I mean,
race morning, like, and before the swim started, was really smooth. Mm-hmm. No problems or no hiccups. It was really smooth. So then, it started to swim. I went off about 7, it was like 7:28. When I went off. So it started at 7, but there's a lot of people. So you go through like based on what you think you'll finish. So I line up in the 131 to 140, hour and 31 to hour and 40. Mm-hmm. So that's where I, you know, project myself to finish. And on a good day, that would have been where I would finish.
Yeah.
So start to swim and waters get out to about the end of where the pier is. So we swam around the pier and water was choppy. Like it was, currents were pushing you back and forth. Like it was choppy. It was pretty rough. So make the first right. And then what I thought was rough was nothing compared to what it was on the outside edge. So it was super, you know, but I mean, I was still moving, swimming. I never stopped. I mean, I was moving at a good pace, what I thought, you know. But I think I was moving at a good pace, I think, but I was getting pushed around everywhere.
Yeah.
So my you know, sighting to the next buoy ended up, you know, buoys, you know, when you think you're swimming towards something straight when it's far away, right? Especially in the water. You know, you're like, okay, I'm going right at it, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, needless to say, when I get closer to it, I'm like way off to the left or I'm way off to the right. So I have to kind of correct myself and like end up, you know, looking at the course, I was like all over the place. I mean,
you were able to see it on your Garmin.
I saw the path on my Garmin. I was literally back and forth. Like, I mean, it was bad. Mm-hmm. So, got out of the water so it was 2 1.2 mile loops in the water. So I got out of the water from the first 1.2 miles. They ended up actually being about 1.6 miles. And I was exhausted. I was tired. You know, because I mean, fighting the currents. Mm-hmm. But I also looked at my clock and I saw it said like 107. And I was like, dang, that is so slow. Why am I going so slow?
Meanwhile, I was nervous, like, because I knew that 45 minutes was going to be like the longest. So I was like, where is he? Like, Kelly and I were like, I was just like, okay, he should be coming out by now. Like, 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. I'm like, okay, where is he? Like, I was freaking out.
Yeah, when I ran by on the video, I ran by and she's like, this is nerve-wracking.
It was so nerve-wracking because I was like, literally, as soon as we saw you, like, Kelly and I, like, we were crying. We were like, this is so nerve-wracking because we were also seeing people who were getting pulled out and people who were frustrated and, like, you know, quitting. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I obviously didn't see any of this because, you know, I mean, for me, getting out of the water, for the only thing I was going to be looking for was, you know, Gabrielle, Kelly, and Justin. You know, like, just try to see one of them. So I got out, but I was tired because, again, I've been fighting this current, fighting the you know, I had just, I mean, I can swim longer than 1 hour and 6, 7 minutes, but that's not the point. It's about the type of swim, and it was a really rough swim, right? So, needless to say, got out, I saw Gabrielle and Kelly, you know, smiling at them, and then, you know, just trying to recenter myself I ran under the bridge, the pier, and then had to go back in the water and do it again. So in my head, I'm like, how the heck am I going to do another, you know, I only had like an hour and 12 minutes do the second 1.2 miles. And I was already tired. I was like, well, how the hell am I going to do this in an hour and 12 minutes? You know, because I was like, well, I'm going to give it a shot. So I heard Justin's voice as I was running back in the water. He was down towards there. He just said, you know, go ahead. You got this, Raider. You know, stay focused. You got this. So I jumped back in, you know, and just started swimming. Tried to start swimming faster than I was before. Like, I just really was going to give it all. So, but the waters were still, I mean, just really, really rough. So I turned right and on the outside stretch again, and it was just, I mean, I just was exhausted. I mean, I was so tired. You know, just moving at a snail's pace. I knew I was going so slow. But, I mean, at the same time, I'm in the middle of the ocean. I'm not about to get pulled out this water. I'm going to finish. You know, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. So when I made my final right turn to head back towards the coast, I looked. I could see my clock under the, you know, on my left arm stroke. I looked at my clock really quick, and it said like 2 hours. It said like hour and 55 minutes. Mm. And I was like, you know, or maybe two. I remember it definitely was concerning. I was like, man, I'm not going to make this. Mm. You know, I just, at that point in time, I knew I wasn't going to make it unless the current all of a sudden started pushing me in. Like if it would have pushed me in, I could have made it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't. I mean, you know, it was bad coming back, you know? So, but I wasn't going to quit. So every buoy, I went around every single buoy. You know, there was a lot of people that cut the buoys, you know, and you're supposed to stay to the left of every buoy in the water, and then you turn right at every single one. Or you stay to the left of them, and then you make a right when it's to go, you know, mm-hmm. back towards. So I made sure I went around every single buoy, you know, because my thing was, if I did finish within the 2 hour and 20 time limit, which is what you have for the 2.4 mile swim, if I did finish in that time, and I got to move on to the race, the bike and the run, I wouldn't have felt satisfied if I would have crossed the finish line that night knowing that I cheated on the swim.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have felt like an Ironman.
Yeah.
I would have felt like an iron cheat. And I'm not calling anybody that. I'm just saying that's how you would have felt.
Yeah. But there were plenty of people on the right side of the buoy.
There were. I saw a ton of them.
Outside. It was tons of them. There was somebody that was pissed off about that because she was like, they're not calling these people out. Like, they're just letting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would try to grab onto somebody's feet and not actually grab them, but go into their swim path because you can draft in the water as well. Mm-hmm. So I tried to draft on some people. And when I look up to sight, and there was quite a few times where they were going off to the right and cutting the corner, and so I had to then go off to my own to stay left. And, you know, I got out of the water at 2:24, like 36. I mean, 4 minutes and 36 seconds longer than I had allotted to do the swim. Mm. Looked at my watch, saw the time, but then I looked at the distance, and I had swam 3.36 miles. Which is 0.96 miles, almost a full mile longer than I needed to do for the swim. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the course was marked long or if just all of my back and forth swimming added all that in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't matter at this point. I mean, so obviously,
yeah,
you know, I got out of the water and was really exhausted. I mean, my first hour on the bike would have been horrible. You know, I would have been so exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have done it, but it would have been really mm-hmm. tough. So got out of the water and the lady stepped, you know, when I walked up to the chute there, she was like, you know, I'm, you know, sorry, but you didn't, you know, make the cutoff. So she took my timing chip, you know, that's how they make sure that nobody can cheat and, you know, move on and keep going. Like, they take your timing chip. So therefore, that's it.
You know, it's called a DNF. Did not finish.
Yeah. DNF. Yeah. So, you know, obviously it was very, very disappointing, you know, crushing. But, you know, yeah, devastating.
Yeah. And you can watch all of this because we did film all of this.
Yeah, we filmed all of it.
Yeah.
Over on our channel.
Right up into that moment. Yeah, so.
So, you know, it definitely was, it was tough. And we can get into more after this first sponsor.
Okay. Now we'll talk about our first sponsor. Shout out to our first sponsor, who's someone who we have talked about before multiple times. It's Anna Luisa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all know I love me some good jewelry, okay?
Some jewelry.
I don't know otherwise, that's some jewelry. Mm-hmm. I love a good necklace, some earrings, a good ring, all about that. And Ana Luisa is the perfect spot if you are looking for that too. If you like, you know, a little bit of daintiness, it's there. So check them out. I actually am wearing the last piece that I got from them. It's like this in two circles. It kind of looks like infinity.
One's textured and one's not.
Yeah, like it's really so pretty. And I have a matching bracelet that goes along with it. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Ana Luisa. They have really good quality pieces.
Yeah.
And, you know, the price is right. So the jewelry starts at just like $39. And there's so many different options for you to choose from. It's all really beautiful. I haven't yet to get a piece that I don't like exactly. It's all been good, great quality, and they have new jewelry released every Friday.
Nice.
So you know, you check out the new collections every week, you could possibly find something you like. So I feel like you guys should definitely check it out. You will not be disappointed. So yeah, Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, Ana Luisa, A-N-A L-U-I-S-A, and right now they are having like the biggest sale of the year. Mm-hmm. So you can get 20% off if you go to our link, and that's shop.analuisa.com/makeout. So I'll say that again, shop.analuisa.com/makeout. You can get 20% off. Like, their pieces are really great. Trust me.
Yes,
I ain't going to tell you about nothing that ain't good. I love them.
She loves,
like, every time I get a new piece, I'm like, oh, look at this.
Yes, exactly.
I'm super excited. So, ladies, check it out. Man, if you're listening and you're looking for a gift, we're coming up on these holidays. It's like the perfect time
Absolutely.
To get something for any woman in your life. Check them out. shop.analuisa.com/makeout.
That's right. So, check them out.
Check them out.
Thanks for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, we appreciate you guys. So, yeah. How do you feel now?
You know, I'm still disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I think that's going to take some time. You know, because for me, it was like, you know, this is like a 30 plus year dream of mine. You know, and I wanted to pick a race that had an ocean swim, because that's where it started. It started in, you know, Kona, Hawaii. Or not actually in Kona, but it started in, I think, the Big Island. But in Hawaii is where it started. Mm-hmm. So, and it started in it with an ocean swim. So for me, it was like, you know, I want to do something that's similar to Hawaii. You have to qualify for Kona because that's the world champion. So you have to actually qualify to go there. You can't just sign up and race there. So, you know, so I thought Florida was that perfect, you know, opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, I'm, you know, as I go through each day, I'm starting to, you know, kind of think about, you know, like, you know, what I, you know, what I could have did differently,
mm-hmm.
You know, but then also like what I actually accomplished, you know, I mean,
which is amazing.
You know, I mean, I
swam the longest you've ever swam.
Yeah, I've never, I mean, I've never swam for 2 hours and 25 minutes straight, let alone in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never swam in the ocean.
With crazy currents.
Yeah. I mean, I've swam in low tide currents, like when we were in the Maldives, which was, I could stand in that water.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, it had currents, but I could stand up. It wasn't the same as open water.
Yeah.
Open water is much, much choppier. You know, like, so, you know, and I've only swam in that for like 45 minutes at a time. So, but I've swam in the pool for, you know, hour plus, but you know.
It's different.
You know, I mean, the ocean, I knew the ocean would be different. I mean, that's that, you know, I wasn't dumb to that fact. I knew the ocean would be different. And also, I also added, you know, 20 minutes, you know, 15, 20 minutes to my swim, thinking of, you know, what I could possibly do, because I knew it would make me slower, you know, unless the current was just this perfect current pushing me along, you know, but I knew that was, and, you know, in the week, there had been storms. It had been crappy weather. So what does that mean when there's crappy weather and storms?
Mm-hmm.
That means you get a lot, you know, the sea breezes, like the winds, tropical winds, like those become more intense, and they stay around until those storms have fully passed. So it was still cloudy. It was still a cloudy day, you know. So I just, you know, I mean, I'm disappointed. You know, that's going to take some time.
I feel like you've been good at pushing through the disappointment. Like, I mean, you've been working through it, but I guess what I'm trying to say is like managing your mood while sitting in the disappointment. You've done really well at that. You know what I'm saying? Good, like, you know, when you think about when you're disappointed about something that doesn't, I mean, when you just, you think it's going to go one way and it doesn't, like sometimes you can, you can be so deep in the hurt that, you know, you're just mean to people around you, or you're short, or you're, you know, and you've been completely not that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, so it's been amazing to watch you like process this, because I can tell a little bit, it's like a little bit falls off every day, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's still there. It's not going to go away in less than a week, but yeah
it's, you know, obviously I still got I'm in a unique situation than maybe somebody that, you know, is doing the Ironman. Like, you know, I have all of you guys,
mm-hmm.
I have all of the peeps on our vlogging channel, GayBib TV, again, if you haven't checked it out. Like, you know, I have so for me, I have all my family and friends, which most people have. But then I have all this extended family,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, thousands of people that watch, that know what I'm trying to attempt to do. It's a lot more pressure,
I didn't think about that.
Hopefully encourage people. So for, you know, like, you know, and encourage them and like show them that they can do crazy stuff, you know, that they can achieve crazy goals, that what everybody else says is crazy, right?
Right.
And so failing and doing that, you know, not finishing the Ironman, you know, it's not just that I let myself down. I feel like, you know, there's part of me that feels like I obviously let my family down, you know.
Which he didn't.
I know, but, you know, it still feels like that, mm-hmm. a little bit, you know. But then I've got all of, you know, these.
All of you guys.
Peeps.
Yeah.
All of you guys. It's this added level of the normal person, you know, that doesn't have a YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's a little bit more pressure that I really felt after I didn't accomplish it. You know, I was like, you know, now I have to tell people what happened. And then also, you know, the people that like know me that maybe don't watch us or some are like, you know, how'd it go? Then I have to explain it all over again, you know? So it's still fresh because I have to keep talking about it, mm-hmm. you know?
That makes sense. You just keep.
Yeah, like, so, you know, it's it. Yeah, exactly. So, but I do want to say that, like, you know, all of you, you know, have been amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are
so encouraging.
Yeah, you guys have been so encouraging. Whether it's been on Instagram or on, you know, mm-hmm. YouTube, very encouraging. And you know, believe me, when I was on the swim, you know, halfway through that second lap, exhausted. You know, trying to figure out what the heck I was going to do to get to the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely was, you know, thankful for all the prayers and the well wishes and, like, you know, just the good lucks and all that stuff that you guys were sending. And, you know, it's been really overwhelming seeing the, you know, response, you know, to you know, me not achieving the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, it's like, you know, not achieving the goal this time was... You know, I mean, it was heartbreaking because it's something that, you know, I had imagined finishing this goal and then finally, you know, and then kind of moving on to another goal. You know, I have a half marathon in the end of January that, you know, I wanted to go full on training with, you know, and I still will.
But it's like,
I want, you know,
close that chapter.
I wanted to close that chapter and then,
and
then go back to half Ironmans because I enjoy the half Ironman distance. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean,
Here we are.
And, you know, but the same day that this happened, you know, my mind works on trying to fix things. Like, you know, like, you know, like, how do I fix this? You know? So obviously, train harder. I don't know what you had to do. But, you know, train harder, keep training. Got with my coach. We talked. My coach is awesome.
He's so cool.
He's just a great guy, great person, very supportive. And we picked a new race.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's going down
June 12th, 2022, which is my 40th birthday. We will be in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yep.
Racing in the full Ironman.
Yay.
And I will be crossing the finish line on my 40th birthday.
Absolutely.
Ironman 40 is what Gabrielle named it.
Ironman 40. And I love it. Journey to Ironman 40.
That's right.
It's happening. Okay?
So it's happening. So we're going to bring the same crew together.
Yep.
We got an Airbnb already reserved.
We're ready, okay?
And,
yep.
You know, I'm just excited. Like, I'm excited. You know, I mean, I'm re-energized. I've ran twice this week.
Yeah.
Good runs. Going to, you know, get back into training. You know, probably get into full-on training in probably January. We'll take the rest of the year to do maintenance work. We'll sustain my fitness. We'll keep my fitness where it's at. I mean, I can go do an Ironman right now.
But, yeah, I mean, because you've been training.
I've trained. So, but we're going to keep the fitness where it's at. And then January, start building back up. And, you know, I'm going to come into Des Moines. Not going to be ready for me.
They ain't going to be ready.
He's not going to be ready.
Don't crush it, Shaq.
Yes, exactly. So,
I can't wait.
Yeah. So, with that being said, let's get into our last sponsor. Mm-hmm. And then we'll probably close this one out so that we can make out because Gabrielle wants to make out. You see how she's been staring at me this entire time. See how she's been staring at me this whole time. Mm-hmm. So I've just been talking to y'all,
I'm
and
just
she's been
in all of you. I know, baby. How you handle it. You're so funny.
My wife is so hot. Thanks, Beth. All right, so this is actually the nickname I have for my wife. I'd be like, "Hello, fresh."
You are so lame.
Because she's always trying to get fresh with me. But no, seriously, that's the brand name. HelloFresh. We told you about that many times. We love HelloFresh. And we need another good meal from HelloFresh because they got some good stuff.
We really do.
All right, so HelloFresh, again, great brand. We love them. So, so HelloFresh, with them, you actually get fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. You know, the holidays are coming up, obviously, like, quicker than we, I mean,
like, they're literally tomorrow.
They're like tomorrow. It's ridiculous.
Like, they're tomorrow.
I mean, we're less than 2 weeks from Thanksgiving.
It's crazy. Can
we're, like, 13
it?
Days from Thanksgiving.
Man, once Thanksgiving comes and goes, that's it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But with that, HelloFresh, you know, they like to keep things simple with recipes and ingredients that cut out grocery shopping and limit meal prep time so you can spend more of the festive season with friends and family, which is what it's all about, what we all look forward to, right? They offer 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. And HelloFresh isn't just for meals. Their marketplace features a variety of add-ons for breakfast, desserts, and seasonal snacks like Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough. Because, you know, there's pumpkin everything.
And, you know, of course.
So, but that actually might be kind of good.
Yeah.
But, look, we just want you to check out HelloFresh. We've had the meal that I always think about that we've had was that hibachi. Yeah. I mean, because it was just unbelievable. Like,
it was really good.
I mean, it tasted just like hibachi. Really, and you didn't have to go spend $487 at a place to eat hibachi.
Not $487.
Hibachi's expensive,
though.
Don't you? Y'all know that?
It is.
But, so we want you to check them out again. So you can go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Oh. 3 free gifts. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Check them out. You will not be disappointed.
Promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess this just was like an update vlog, Iron Man update.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, everything that happened because, you know, we've been talking about this for months now.
Yeah.
So I
kind of want to just, like, you know, close it out from my end with, like, you know, what I've learned through this process of, you know, not achieving something that's really, really important to you. Like, I feel like, you know, we all, you know, have things that we want to achieve, and we've all been through disappointments of not achieving some of those things. And maybe you're dealing with that, like, right now with something. Like, it's not the end of the day. Like, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not, you know, it's not the end of your dream. You know, I love some of the comments. It's been, you know, that's just, it's not denied. It's just delayed.
Yeah. Delayed, you know? But not denied.
Yeah. Delayed, but not denied. You know, mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just unfinished business.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, it's just unfinished business and I will finish it.
Right.
You know, like, and I just want you to feel encouraged no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're, you know, you're fighting through or disappointed about right now. Like,
sometimes it takes a couple.
Yeah.
Times.
Sometimes that failure or that disappointment is what's going to make you better. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, the next time you go at it, like, I know I'm going to be a better Ironman than I would have been in Florida. Like, yeah. Cause I'm going to go out there and I won't be depleted at the end. Cause I'll know, I might be depleted, I guess. But what I mean is I'm going to be depleted knowing that, like, I was just all the way prepared.
Yeah.
Like, I pushed as hard as I could. I didn't have to stop because I was too tired. Like, I'm going to be that ready.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that to myself. I'm promising myself that now. So I just want you guys to, you know, if you're dealing with something like that, just be encouraged. You know, don't stop pushing for something that you want. Don't quit. Is that don't quit just because you're disappointed right now. You're going to be even more disappointed with yourself if you quit. Mm-hmm. Because when I cross that finish line and when you achieve your goal, it's going to be the best day.
Yeah.
That you could have ever imagined. It's going to be, for me, it's going to be better than I could have ever imagined when I crossed that finish line on the 12th of June.
So true.
Yeah. But Florida 2023.
Coming back for you.
I'm coming back to Florida in 2023. And look, this is an adult podcast and I'm going to whoop your ass for it. Just so you know.
Yes.
So, coming you know. Back. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know.
Love.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Proud of how you handled the disappointment.
Thank
You're
you.
You're the best.
Thank you for being
You're
my
so
Iron amazing.
Man.
Thank you, boo. Seriously, I have this suit and I wear it, but no, sure, I don't. No, but thank you so much for being so supportive.
Oh, of course.
You know, and just knowing that you were just as crushed as I was sucked, obviously, because I don't want to ever see you crushed. But it also confirmed that, like, I couldn't have the better wife. I couldn't have a better best friend than you.
Thanks, love.
And God really, like, blessed me with you.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love you. My honey. Of course. You're going to make me cry over here. Shoot.
She's amazing. Oh, yeah. She's amazing. Like,
it's your journey, but I'm on this.
It's our, no, it, no, it's our not journey. My journey. It is our journey.
I am on it with you.
Exactly. This was something that when we first started this, we had to make a commitment together that she was going to allow me to do this type of training because
the training is extensive.
Because it's a lot of training. My coach said, look, make sure your wife is good with this. Mm-hmm. And then he said to make sure she's good with it again before we did Des Moines. And I asked her. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. She said, yes, you got to finish this.
Yeah. And I was ready for training to be. I was counting down the days. Like, yes, he's going back to the half. He's not going to do any more fools. Yes. But here we are. Here we are, okay? And I'm on board.
Exactly. So. We're on board together.
Yeah.
And we can do anything when we do it together.
Absolutely. So, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. I know it's kind of short, kind of random, but we'll be back next week on time with an actual topic.
That's right. And maybe
we're
going to
close out
babe.
This year strong because we've been, thank y'all for rocking with us. We've been slacking.
Yeah,
okay?
We appreciate y'all.
We've really been slacking lately. But the faithful listeners, the faithful watchers, we love y'all.
We do.
Appreciate y'all. And have a great evening. Same time. Next week.
That's
well,
right.
Not the same time. On time.
Same time, but on time.
Same time, but on time.
Yeah. So same time, but different time because it'll be on time. All right.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Deuces.
Cool.
Good job, Shy. All right.
Gotta go deep.
That's right. Love y'all.